Time to catch up with Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, joins us around this time each week on the show. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Now, the call for Australia Day / Survival Day award nominations. Now, Survival Day, is that an official change? I must have missed that.
No, we've actually been using that reference for quite a few years now, Robert.
Oh, right, okay.
So, something that our communities felt very strongly about, which we did too. So, no, it's been a combined name for some time for us.
Okay, so you're after nominations.
We are, yeah. So this is, we really want to get, and it's an early call, but we want to get people thinking about the great people who they know are in our community who just do so much for the people around them, Robbo, and get them to put forward their names for that Australia Day honour in January, of course. As always, we're looking for nominations for Citizen of the Year, Senior Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, and even Event of the Year again this year. So Senior Cits, you've got to be over 65 on January 26th. Young Citizens, you've got to be under 26 on January 26th. And all ages can nominate, of course, for Citizen of the Year. And in regard to events, of course, there haven't been that many face-to-face ones this year, but there has been some fantastic ones conducted online, as well as some which were done face-to-face here and there. So really love to hear those being nominated as well. So the only qualification, Robbo, is you have to live in the Shire, you have to be an Australian citizen, and, of course, you have to have given outstanding service to our community over a number of years.
Oh, damn. So, actually, I was just thinking, I was getting excited. Steve lives in Mount Alexander Shire. He's an Australian citizen. Yeah, but you've got to have done good stuff as well. Oh,
two out of three is a great start, Steve.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your vote of confidence. we'll give it a go. If you want to nominate, go to the website. I'm all grumpy now.
Sorry, Steve. All those people wanting to jump in and nominate Steve now, go to the Mount Alexander website, look under the Australia Day section, and you can nominate him online, as well as anybody else who might be as great as Steve. You can get hard copy forms at the Civic Centre in Castlemaine as well. And nominations are open for a while. They close at 5 p.m. on Friday the 26th of November.
Yeah, when we're on the website, it's right next to the comedy section.
Yeah, it seems like you're not taking the heat today, so it's all good for you. Training opportunities for people to digitally connect.
Yes, Steve, thank you. So this is really picking up on something that we've heard a lot of over the last 18 months or so about people feeling really isolated during the pandemic, the impact on their mental health that's come from that, and especially in people who aren't connected in one way or another to others, particularly through being online. So we want people to know about this training that we've got that's available in our Shire. It's specifically designed for people who feel like they don't have a clue about using computers and how to get online. So we've teamed up with the Goldfields Library Corporation, Castlemaine Community House, and the Malden Neighbourhood Centre, and we're offering this one-on-one mentoring training to people who feel that they really don't know where to start. And we can cover whatever people need, or it can cover whatever people need, but really, really important things that might not be so simple, like how to access a MyGov account, how to create one, how to get a replacement Medicare card, how to set up your email and link it to your phone even. Whatever people need is on offer there. So if you know someone who'd really like to develop their base computer skills a little bit more and get online skills, please encourage them to contact us or the Castlemaine Library or Castlemaine Community House or Malden Neighbourhood House and ask about those sessions. For us, if you want to give the councillor a call, 5471 1807, and ask for the Be Connected program contact, and we'll help you out.
Okay. And finally, workshop to help business focus, and don't they need help still, that's for sure.
Yeah, these sessions, Robbo, this is really, again, helping people with their mental health and getting back and staying on track in relation to our businesses is what this is about. So we've got a workshop program aiming to help people do that and develop practical tools for managing their mental health. So the program, we've talked about this one before, Robbo, it is a ripper. It's called MindFit at Work, and it consists of monthly sessions that it incorporates behavioural science research. It's got psychology and mindfulness techniques all in there together to encourage people to make positive changes to the way that they're thinking, how they're feeling, and therefore behaving. So the next session, the next MindFit at Work session, is called Focus, and that's happening online at 10 a.m. on Monday the 4th of October. And it's going to be looking at what's stopping people from being able to focus at work and how they can learn to avoid becoming overwhelmed as well. So that one's been delivered again by that local Castlemaine business, MindFit at Work, which is also the name of the program. Fantastic people. They're doing some work with us as well inside the organisation, and I can really attest it's great stuff. So if you want to book that one, we've got more details on our website under the business resources section, or you can give us a call on 54711700.
Terrific. Great work, that's for sure. Hey, Darren, thanks very much for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robbie. Can I just do a quick acknowledgement?
Yeah,
if
sure.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, no.
Cool. I know that you had your last discussion with Juddy yesterday, Anthony Judd from Bull Oak Shire, moving on to be the regional director of DELP in a couple of weeks' time. I think just wanted to acknowledge, as a fellow CEO in the region, his huge contribution to not only his community and his shire in Bull Oak, but the whole region. And I really want to wish him well in the new job and look forward to continuing to work really closely with him.
Well said. Yeah,
well said. Darren sounds like he wants a job at Dalip as well.
Very happy that Juddy's going to Dalip. And yes.
Terrific.
Looking forward to it.
No, kind words. Yep. Darren, thanks as always. Talk to you next week, mate.
Thank you both.
All right. Cheers, mate. All the very best. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. It's the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre of Victoria.